In the wake of a growing number of cases of the coronavirus, some Charlotte-area universities are reevaluating their class schedules, and hospital systems are adding new rules to prevent the introduction of the virus at their facilities. WFAE's Michael Falero has this report.
Schools such as Harvard, UCLA, and Duke had already canceled classes before Wednesday's meeting of UNC system administrators. After the meeting, administrators announced all schools, including UNC Charlotte, would only hold virtual classes starting March 23rd, and that would continue for the foreseeable future. Davidson College announced Tuesday it would not cancel classes or switch to virtual classes. However, the college said it would train faculty on using video conferencing software to be ready if plans changed in the future. Davidson also canceled all international travel by students and faculty for the spring semester. A spokesperson for Central Piedmont Community College said CPCC is considering restrictions on college-related international travel. If implemented, those restrictions would likely prevent CPCC faculty and students from visiting countries most affected by coronavirus, like China, Italy, and South Korea. CPCC may also decide to restrict travel funded by the college within the U.S. The University of South Carolina canceled classes at its Columbia campus for a week, from March 16th until March 22nd. The school will only hold virtual classes after that until at least April 3rd. USC's campus will remain open, but the university encouraged students not to return before April 3rd. The state of South Carolina has 10 cases of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. North Carolina has 7 cases, 6 in Wake County near Raleigh and 1 in Chatham County. Meanwhile, Atrium Health, Novant Health, and 4 other regional health systems announced Wednesday they will now restrict visitor access to all their inpatient facilities. Only people above the age of 13 who are immediate family members of patients can visit those facilities. People of any age who show signs of the flu, like a fever or shortness of breath, also will not be allowed to visit. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Falero.